This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
All right, so let's get into it. All right, Pfizer. Woo. Are we witnessing the death of Pfizer as the pharmaceutical industry wars heat up? Or do you think that they will have to recover in 2025? You've been very big on Pfizer. So is it over?
That's a death is such a like a finality, right? We're not there. Are we there?
We're not there yet, but they've grossly mismanaged the company, too much debt, and also their blockbuster drugs. They no longer have the exclusive on, and we've seen Eli Lilly race to the forefront. Pfizer didn't rush to the weight loss drug epidemic. Mismanaged a few things over the last couple of years, and then they're saying guidance is down. For those of you in the stock club, I told you it was coming down to these prices 5 months ago. So for those of you who are listening who are like starting to load the boat now, great job. But I don't think Pfizer is over, but I would say that they're junior varsity in that pharmaceutical space now. Eli Lilly is clearly the leader there. Novo is great. You have a couple other players that I like a lot in the pharmaceutical space a lot more, but Pfizer kind of took their foot off the gas and got comfortable. Also, when COVID panned out to be what it was, you know, that had an effect on the bottom and top line. So I've been big on pharma, but I told everyone in Stock Club 6 months ago this will happen. Here we are. And this is why publicly I've always loved Eli Lilly, because the management is a hell of a lot better. The drugs that they have lined up for the next 10 or 15 years, immaculate, and they manage a lot better. So they, Eli Lilly is like the Apple of the pharmaceutical space. I do like Pfizer if it drops another $20 for like a long-term position to hold into 2026. But anything before there is triage.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting. I thought you were going to leave with the coronavirus part, because we always talk about stocks that had tremendous benefits from being in, obviously, in the pandemic. Pfizer was one of them.
Yep.
We've obviously seen a pullback, but you know, when a company reduces its guidance for the future, that's never a good sign.
That's never a good sign.
Right. And so that was one of the reasons. It's like, all right, here comes a downtick in it. But when you think about innovation, where are they at? Everybody in the pharmaceutical sector is talking about their weight loss drug, their weight loss. Eli already has one. Pfizer is behind on that, right? They haven't quite had one that's to market that's been as successful. In addition, this year is kicking in one of their, when we always talk about mergers and acquisitions, one of their acquisitions is Seagen. They paid $43 billion for that. That kicks in at the top of 2024.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at declining sales, right, from post-pandemic, you're looking at the future guidance being lowered, you're looking at innovation, and now you're looking at debt that's being added to the bottom line.
Tough.
All these signs are negative signs when we're talking about the evaluation of a company. Now, this is a strong company. It's been here for years. But when you look at the trend is not in its favor. I don't know if we're going to – I'm putting death on this yet. Not yet, or maybe not ever, but – the declining trend is definitely clear.
I mean, walking pneumonia. Lost $140 billion in market cap this year. And Pfizer's always had these tough declines. In 2000, they were at $45. They dipped down to about 16. They got to a high of, what, 453. They're at 27 now. I mean, if Pfizer gets to 14, I will load the boat. I would like it at that price. I know they are expecting CGM to be like a blockbuster cancer drug, but after what happened during the corona era, I don't know if people would trust them for a cancer treatment drug. The one thing that Eli Lilly does have in their favor, and when 2024 is going to be the year of things getting exposed and revealed, I don't think Pfizer has enough trust. And the one thing that Eli Lilly does have from the people is trust and great management. They expect to do $8 billion in revenue from his COVID vaccine. I don't see it. How? You think COVID is going to ramp up going into an election? It's not going to happen. So, but the thing that I do love, when I talk about like a decade-like pullback, swing or load the boat opportunity, we may have one. If it cracks 14, definitely if it gets under 14, gets anywhere back to those 12 areas from like the 1996 era, I would love it. But, always study how much a stock draws down. They have a history doing it. This happened in the 2000s, happened in 2004. Of course, 2008 recession was tough. They're just going through that same cycle again. Set your alerts at $14. If it gets there, hold it for a five-year period. Yeah. It'd be great.
They said one of the things on the horizon for them is that they're going to start licensing their pharmaceutical assets, which could be a revenue generator. Like we always talk about, especially when we talk about retail, we talk about people licensing content, licensing, retail.
That's what Adam did with Lena, right?
Say it again?
That's what Adam did with Lena. He licensed the content out.
He licensed one of his assets.
It's never, why would you license out an asset?
So this is actually in their report. They're projecting to have an additional $30 to $45 billion in revenue by 2030. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the top line things that they're saying that could add it. So just wanted to put that in there. Pause.
This kind of like when they were saying a certain OnlyFans star was making $30 million a month. And it was like, we saw her. And it's like, I don't know if you got a Swiffer in your house. Like, it sounds good. Rashad, you ever called me and say, the Steve Harvey episode, we're going to get the license and the material.
But not always a bad thing, right? We've seen Disney, that's worked for them, right? We've seen them license.
Is it working?
No, it has worked for them.
Gotcha.
It might not currently be working for them, but even some studios have licensed out the content and now they're getting it back. And now you're kind of seeing like now that, you know, Netflix would be a prime example, right?
Yeah.
Studios license out material to them. And yeah, it was great on the books for that point in time, but then streaming becomes prominent and now you want your content back, but you don't have the platform to actually put it out. And so now you're seeing mergers between these streaming platforms. So at one point in time, it worked, just not as well as it used to.
And the words of Jeezy, if it's taking too long to lock up, bring it back.
Bring it back.
She was short anyway, so bring a stack. Hey, Pfizer, get y'all, listen, we was in a room this past weekend, so I'm learning not to say too much about too many businesses.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you guys need to get your affairs in order. Eli, like, we're seeing a change of a guard. Like, we're almost 25 years into the century. At one point, IBM and AMD were the hottest thing in the chip space. NVIDIA came and took that crown, kind of like when LeBron came into the league. We're seeing a changing of the guard. Pfizer, great company, but Eli Lilly clearly is the king now. NVIDIA is clearly the king of the chip space. This is not a good sign, but I do like it at that $14 level. I love it at that level. And I would probably exit at $35 3 or 4 years later. And you can also put some options on it too. But not a good sign. Not a good sign. When you come out and, ladies, this is the equivalent of your man coming to you December 23rd and say, baby, I'm broke. I don't got it. You ain't got nothing coming. Next year, you the baby. It's over with. Tough. You can sit it out. You may have to do that in your relationship and sit through a tough year or two. But in a stock, I don't want to do that.
Sit this holiday season out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.